Yeah, this is Penn Jillette, Las Vegas, Nevada, sitting here with Michael Goudeau. And we are at 866-570-PEN. Those letters translate into 7366 because Penn has two N's. PennRadio@gmail.com, PennRadio.com. And this was not big in the news, man. This is really, I mean, we didn't even get this. We didn't even find it. I mean, I read like, you know, 83 blogs a day and a zillion newspapers. I didn't even find this. I don't know how I missed it. But a friend of ours, Jocasta, in New York, sent it to us at PennRadio@gmail.com. There's this bill on Pataki's desk. And even though this is a New York bill, it's a very, very international issue. Right now, in the U.S., if you die, and I don't know how to tell you this, but you're all gonna, your organs are useless to anybody. They cannot use them. They cannot donate them. They cannot transplant them. They can use no part of you if you haven't filled out these forms. So a lot of people die because they can't get organs. There's not enough donations. And it's a really sad, horrible thing. Michael Goudeau sitting across from me. You are an organ donor.
I am an organ donor.
I'm an organ donor. Everybody I know is an organ donor. Or at least they tell me they are. Otherwise, you're just getting me off their ass. If you go to, if you're in New York and you go to donatelifeny.org, donatelifeny.org, or you call 866-NY-DONOR, D-O-N-O-R, because I could never spell it if I didn't have it right in front of me. And you can then sign up to say, you know, when I'm dead, give my organs to people. But the bill on Pataki's desk is about making it so that you don't have to call in to donate. You rather have to call in to not donate. So this bill would put it the same way it is in Spain and Belgium. And in Spain and Belgium, it really works. There's no waiting list for organs at all in Spain and Belgium. No waiting list for organs. Because why would you want to live in Spain and Belgium? That's the reason. Just go, let me die. Let my kidney just fail. Who gives a damn in Belgium?
The opt-out rate is 2%.
Yeah, 2%. Opt-out rate, 2% of people that say no. And this book called Why Not, points out that 75% of Americans say they would be willing to donate their organs. The problem is they don't get around to making their preferences known. With presumed consent, all those people will get a chance to do their good deed. This is the New York Daily News' point of view, which is do nothing, save a life, like graduating from high school.
Exactly.
You do nothing, you get. But
organ donors are no longer heroes.
What's that?
Organ donors are no longer heroes.
Yeah, it's just everybody. Everybody's an organ donor. And my friend Jocasta, who is real, I agree with her on many, 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 many things, is saying that this is totally wrong. That the organs should belong to the next of kin. They should their power to decide what they want to. Making it automatic causes a lot of heartache. And if your body belongs to the state, what could be worse than that? The state just saying that you just have that. That they just own it automatically. So the state decides. If you don't fill out a little form, no call, remember that no call list that
sure.
Tells solicitors they can't call you, which many people did. So, I mean, they're just saying it's not much work than that. So there's the two points of view, you would think, right? The state automatically takes your organs and says that they can be donated to other people. Certainly works for the greater good. Certainly saves a lot of lives. And stops people who want to be good but are just lazy. Too lazy to call, donate. Donate, what'd I say? I want to say the exact name again. DonateLifeNY.org or 866-NEW-YORK-DONOR. The people that are just too lazy. Lazy is the wrong word. Lazy is too pejorative. Just don't get around to it. Have other stuff going on.
They're busy.
Don't get around to it.
They're using their organs to their maximum effect.
Yeah, but would not like to. Would not like to do that. 866-570-PEN-7366. 866-570-PEN-7366. If you want to weigh in on this, what would you call it? Mandatory organ donation? No, not mandatory. That's not the right word. I don't know. I don't know. what you call it. Default. The default organ donation. 866-570-PEN. That's 7366. PENradio@gmail.com. PENradio.com. The nut point of view, of course, is different on this, but I'll wait for a few calls to come in, and then I'll give the nut point of view. It's not very surprising for those of you who listen to the show what the nut point of view is on this.
Is it selling?
Or? But I suppose, yes, selling. Selling is what it's going to be. It's going to be just allow it to be sold. And allow it to be sold in any sort of bank. You're 20 years old. If you want to donate your organs, you get X amount and you donate it for the rest of your life. You get that amount of money either, you know, get paid off over a while. Insurance companies own it. They broker it. And, yes, people who are richer will get organs faster. Good. no, but I mean,
really?
I mean, in reality, insurances would cover that, I would imagine.
You do it in exchange for health care.
Yeah, sure. Donate your organs, get health care.
Yeah, sure.
What a good idea. You're a genius. Why don't you run for office?
Yeah, right.
Did you know that there's a libertarian site where they did a poll and their first choice, this is why the libertarians will lose all the time.
They stand no chance.
Their first choice for who should run for president of the libertarian ticket is me.
Yeah, well.
I guess they figure since I know that I will lose, you know, they know that I will lose, at least they won't be disappointed. But I think with that idea just come up with us, trade it for medical insurance. If you want medical insurance and you have to donate all your organs, what a cool thing.
That's a great idea.
That would work out really. It's your idea. You can't say it's a great idea after it's your idea.
Well, you know what?
866-570.
Sometimes stuff just flies out.
Yeah.
You know, it just flies out of my mouth.
The muse was speaking to you.
Exactly.
The muse of fairness and beauty. 866-570-PEN. That's 7366. We got a bunch of calls coming in. I want to wait on them, though.
Okay.
Because I'm going to talk, first of all, about the Tour de France.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
Now,
speaking of organ donating.
People have been hanging on this that you're doing. For those of you who don't know, and I think it's been in all the papers, Michael Goudeau is riding the Tour de France.
It's a hell of a community.
And he is doing this by sitting on his ass in front of a television,
yeah,
on a recumbent bike, and he is riding the recumbent bike the same amount of time as the shortest time that's being...
As the winner of each day, Jeff.
The winner of each day, that's a long... So you've been riding a bike about 5 hours a day.
Yeah, about 5 hours.
And you're a fat guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're sitting at a bike and you're just riding and sweating a lot.
I'm sweating a lot.
And how fast are you going?
About 9 miles an hour. My speed's going up. Speed is going up.
You're getting stronger.
I'm getting stronger.
And just because you're proposing this as the Michael Goudeau Tour de France diet,
I am, yes.
And how successful has this diet been?
Well, today is the first end of the first week. I have lost 4 pounds.
4 pounds. And how
four
many
pounds
hours?
In a week.
How many hours have you been on the bike?
Well, we should not talk about that part.
How many hours have you been on the bike there with this?
Almost 35.
35 hours. So almost 10 hours a pound.
10 hours a pound. I think that works out about right.
But you're still eating pie and ice cream. That's
I have not
diet.
Changed my diet in the least.
Okay, so it's all
I went
pie
to Dairy Queen last night after my 4 hour and 13 minute ride. I went to Dairy Queen.
Now, I want to hear the story of how the show went. Your legs, when you were walking upstairs at my house, you were going slowly and you were bitching on every step. Is that
I'm
right?
I'm going a little slow, yeah.
Okay.
I'm in some pain.
Now, in your show, you ride a unicycle, and
yeah,
there the hilarity
a
ensues.
A 6 foot tall unicycle.
Yeah, lay it on.
And the difficult part is actually getting up on top of a 6 foot unicycle. You know, you stand up and you jump up it as fast as you can before it falls and start pedaling.
Right, you're just racing against the falling of the unicycle.
So I'm doing a special show for the executives of the Monte Carlo Hotel. You know, as
that's where you work, in the big Lance
Burton show. Exactly.
Yeah.
And so they brought in, you know, 300 of the top executives for a special show, and I'm doing this afternoon show, and I have to get onto the 6 foot unicycle, and somehow it hasn't occurred to me until that moment
that your legs are
jumped. That I can't possibly do this incredibly difficult unicycle mount. So the time comes in the show, and I realize, well, I'm going to have to do it. I take the jump, and I don't quite make it. And when you don't make it in a juggling trick, usually you back off, you drop to the floor, things are fine. But I know I don't have the energy to make that jump again. And so I decide I'm going to save it. So I'm 6 foot up on a stick, tilted at 45 degrees, pedaling as fast as I can, trying to catch it. Then I crash into my prop box and flop to the floor.
That's comedy.
I have, you know, I now have Tour de France road rash. I had my own Tour de France crash.
And how did the crowd like it?
They loved it. I lie there dead for about 10 seconds, and then they're kind of like flopping like a fish, like I've got some twitch mechanism left in my body.
You're doing it for a gag?
Yeah, for a gag.
Yeah.
I'm bleeding and doing a gag at the same time.
Sure.
I hopped up and finished the show. It was fine. It was a good show. Everybody was very excited. They thought, wow, that was a special show.
He gives it all.
It looked like that was a real crash.
And if you had died, you're an organ donor. So you would have been fine. That's what we're talking about now. Not Goudreau's Tour de France, although that was a nice
Healthy heart.
Happy, healthy heart. Could belong to somebody who deserves it. 866-570-PEN. That's 7366. We're maggoty with calls now. I don't even care let's take Chuck. Let's go down in order there. How you doing, Chuck?
Good, Ben. How are you doing?
Never better, boss.
I'm calling you from Easton, Maryland. My comment on this organ donation is, why can't they expand it to cover convicted criminals who are faced with the death penalty?
I believe
to benefit society.
I believe that many of people on death row are organ donors. Isn't that right?
I have no idea.
I believe they are.
I can look that up.
Do a search on that, but I think they are. I think that you mean. I don't know what you're asking. You're saying make it mandatory for capital crimes?
Exactly, because it seems at this point, I know in the state of Delaware they use lethal injection.
Sure.
And my understanding of that is that it makes the organs non-transplantable.
I believe
after
it does, yeah.
The person is killed. And if they were just to declare the person dead, as they would a person who was brain dead, say, from an accident, and the organ team could go ahead and harvest the organs, and, you know, basically there wouldn't be any pain associated with the death of the convicted person, and their death thereby would benefit society.
Let me get this straight. You're talking about when the person is alive, putting them under a heavy anesthetic, and then just harvesting their organs before they're dead?
Exactly.
Okay.
That being their form of execution.
The form of execution is execution by selling of liver.
Exactly. Well, just take their heart, their liver, and everything else, and people who deserve to live would. You know, right now it doesn't benefit anybody to put a convicted person to death.
Man, that is brutal. That's grisly. That's a grisly point of view, man.
But basically they're giving something back to society for what they took.
Sure. Let me tone this down for you a little bit. How about if you change the form of execution so it does not poison the organs and then harvest immediately afterward? Could you be somehow okay with that, you think?
Yeah, sure.
See, I have
sure.
a problem with it. Are you for the death penalty?
Oh, most definitely. Yeah. I believe if you are convicted of a capital crime and it's beyond a reasonable doubt, in today's society, which isn't much of an issue, that, yes, you take a life, you deserve to have your life taken.
Okay, well, I don't want to get into it. I just want to state that I'm against capital punishment for a lot of reasons. I said a lot of places, but I don't want to pollute your idea with that. I've talked about that. I've had my say, so I'll let you have yours on this. You know, I would have to say, as the nut point of view, that if you're going to be killing people, at least letting them choose to have their organs harvested would be a fine idea. But there's so many ifs in that, and I still like it to be the person's choice. We got a time for plenty more calls. I just glanced up there.
In Huntsville, Texas, the Texas Department of Corrections, a condemned man, convicted murderer, Jonathan Nobles, is fighting against the Texas Department of Corrections for the right to donate his organs. So they've said he can't donate his organs.
And why is that?
I don't know why they said he couldn't, but that's the rule right now, apparently in Texas at least.
I just realized something, that my information about many people on death row do donate their organs. Right, just get a piece of information. That piece of information I just gave is entirely from monster movies. You know, where they donate a serial killer's eyes, and they see that kind of stuff.
All of a sudden, they're seeing the murders.
All my political information here is coming. All my, it's like, you know, it's like all the cloning information
from Boys
from the
Brazil,
Boys from Brazil. I got it from somewhere else. 866-570-PEN, 7366. There's a thing up at Taki's desk in New York right now that makes the default setting for people who die to have their organs given. Changes it exactly 180.
Yeah, this says death row inmates can donate organs only in emergency cases. I don't even know what that would mean.
It's always an emergency case,
I guess.
Let's talk to Jason there.
Sure.
What's up, Jason?
Hey, how you doing?
Never better, boss. How are you?
My idea is actually, it's not really an opinion on the whole topic.
Okay, but what do you
have
to say?
I was just wondering, okay, if the law were to pass, what would they do with people like Walt Disney or Ted Williams? Does that mean they get to go in there and harvest some collectibles?
Well, I don't believe that Walt Disney is cryogenically preserved.
I thought he was. Is that just a rumor?
I believe that's an urban myth that he is.
Well, about Ted Williams, you know, they sure wanted to freeze his head and everything.
Yeah, let's just ignore the facts of it. Some people, although not Walt Disney, I don't think, and I don't remember how the Ted Williams case
came
down.
Just his head.
So if they were to do that, and they decided they're going to take the different organs, does that mean the family gets compensated for the hundreds of thousands of dollars that they spent to get frozen?
Well, what I think is that you would not be able to harvest any organs ever unless the person was legally dead. And are the cryogenic people legally dead?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I think they are, yeah. But the only thing is, I guess, would they get sort of like grandfathered in, so they wouldn't really...
I think what happens is, Jason, do you just get up in the morning, open your eyes, and go, how do I screw Walt Disney?
No, I feel like everyone's doing that to me. So.
Who told him?
Every day I wake up and I wonder who's going to try next.
Who told Jason? We had this good conspiracy going, then it slipped to him. Okay, thanks, Jason, with the Disney on Ice point of view. We're talking about this law that Pataki could sign and definitely won't sign. I mean, this is just fodder for the talk shows. I mean, this won't really happen.
You don't think?
No, not a chance.
I think it will.
No, well, not a chance. Americans have this feeling that their body belongs to them and not the state. So even though it would save many, many people. You know, somebody skipped doing a number there?
Yeah.
Some people would have made up a number. I probably wanted to make up a number, but I was sure someone would bust me on that. It would save a lot of lives. Save some lives. Maybe save a life. There, I'm safe. 866-570-PEN-7366.
I think we should keep Walt Disney's heart alive and just pass it down from generation to generation.
You take care of Walt Disney's heart.
I think
now.
It's a great idea.
Eisner did such a terrible job. Let's take a call from Daniela.
Okay.
Daniela? Are you there, Daniela?
Yeah, I'm right here. Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. I was just going to give you my opinion. My opinion is not all religions allow people to donate their organs. Once they pass away, they have to be buried with all their organs
right,
and everything intact.
Mm-hmm.
So if the government mandated that everybody, you know, they can do whatever they want with the organs, then that would be going against people's religious rights.
Absolutely. And I think what they would have to do, and what is not in the articles we were able to find on this, were just a couple pages, but I'm sure that were the legislation to pass, it would automatically have an opt-out if you were a certain religion. It would have to do that. Because that's one of the reasons that that some cultures and some religions do so badly in the bone marrow, is that they're not right. allowed to give. So if genetically close, you end up hurting the people of your own religion. But that's absolutely true. I mean, you cannot. I don't think anybody who would be suggesting this would suggest harvesting from people who it was against their religious beliefs. So I agree with you 100%.
It's just a call in and opt out. So
it's an opt out. Yeah,
well,
so
they would have to make it vastly known that people should do that.
Absolutely.
If somebody didn't know, then
absolutely.
You know.
And all the churches, I'm sure, would make it very clear and make it very easy for the people to do it. But that's one of the reasons I'm against it, and very, very well stated. Thanks a lot, Daniela. It's time to take a little break here. We'll be back talking about organ donating. 866-570-PEN-7366. PenRadio@gmail.com, PenRadio.com. Yeah, this is Penn Jillette on the free FM, sitting across from a secret Tour de France participant, Michael Goudeau.
Yeah. They're never going to see me coming. Wait till we get to the mountains. I'm going to fly by them. They
and,
all have to ride up and
he
down.
Has done, all the time that the Tour de France people have done, the fastest people have done.
The fastest.
He's done all that time on a recumbent bike in his living room.
Yeah, it's in my living room.
Living room. And lost 4 pounds. So this is the Michael Goudeau Tour de France diet. You've got video of all this, right?
I have video of all this. I have 2 more weeks, actually.
Put it up on the website or something?
Maybe eventually, yes.
Do you have video of you falling off the unicycle?
Yes.
Oh, that's so good.
Somebody was videotaping. I haven't gotten the tape yet.
Oh, that is so, so
it's definitely going
great.
In. I shouldn't give away other jokes. Never mind. I have some other jokes in the tape. They're later.
We're talking about organ Doning. Pataki has a bill sitting on his desk right now that would make it so that the default for everybody would be to have your organs donated after death, and it would change it to an opt-in to an opt-out is the real difference. Penradio@gmail.com, penradio.com. Got one Gmail. The phones are filled up, and I want to go right to them, but I want to say this first. This is someone named Lindsay, who says, hi, Penn and Mike, I'm an organ donor. In Indiana, you just sign a paper and get a heart and your driver's license. It's very simple. While there's still a shortage here, I think it works fairly well. I've taken a cadaver class, and it was informative and useful for a future physical therapist. I still don't want my body to go to that. If I die and my mom needs a new heart, liver, kidney, etc., I want her to get my organs, not whoever the state decides needs it more. I want my family to choose what happens to my body. Love the show. Lindsay. Yeah, I think, you know, as much as I love organ donating and as much as I'm everything, you know, my body is, I'm one of those guys that my body, you can use it for jokes in a frat house, you know. There's different levels you can do. Some people say they'd be a cadaver at, you know, Harvard Medical School or something. I'd be a cadaver at, like, a community college. Or they can use me at the FBI's body farm, you know.
Teller's going to be doing gags with you, man.
Exactly. I don't care at all what happens to me. I'd like to help as many people as I can, but, you know, I've done so little in life. Let me do a little bit in death. Let's take a call from George right there. There, okay,
sure.
What's up, George? 866-570-PEN-7366. What's up, George?
How you guys doing?
Never better, boss. How are you?
Pretty good. I can't complain. I love your show, man.
You know, now when people call up, now when people call up and say, "How are you doing?" I think maybe they're just trolling for my liver. You feel a little under weather, Ben? Because I could use a liver the size of yours. Okay, go on, George. Sorry to interrupt you.
I do this for a living. I'm a surgical technician in the D.C. area, and actually, we did a harvesting last week. And I don't think, even though I'm a donor, I don't think the government should have that much power. I mean, little by little, they are actually doing everything to strip us away from every right or possibility of a right that we could possibly have.
Uh-huh.
If you want to donate an organ, then you should be able to donate an organ. If you don't want to, then you shouldn't. But I don't think it should be an opt-out. It should be an opt-in. It's a privilege, in my opinion, to donate an organ. It shouldn't be like a punishment. So you've been a bad boy. Let me have your liver. I mean,
I think I agree with you. What do you think, since you're there on the front lines, what do you think about letting people sell their organs?
If you need a couple bucks, let me have your kidney. I mean, I can't, you know, I'm a very morbid, hello, you know, I do neurosurgery mainly for a living, and I feel worse than the best that it, you know, it
sure
comes. If you really want to sell your kidney, go to Cali. I'm sure somebody will be willing to put you in ice
I mean, I wasn't talking about that. I wasn't talking about that weird thing of selling a kidney when you're still alive. I was talking about, what do you think about paying people that you could say at the age of 20, I'll donate my organs when I'm dead, I'll sign all these things, and now I want $1,000. Or as Godot said, I want my health insurance paid.
Cool.
Yeah.
I think you should be able to sign something else that says that you're going to keep the kidney in a working condition, because at 20, I mean, you're
sure
trying to kill your kidney as fast as possible.
Sure.
And, you know, with the alcohol and whatnot. But, I mean, if you want to do that, hey, go for it. I mean, there are a lot of people that need organs, and unfortunately, there are not enough people to donate the organs.
Now,
so you're willing to do that, that's cool.
What have you harvested, George?
Heart, kidney, liver, nodules, veins.
Wow.
That's pretty much bones.
And what is your, are they still call them, in emergency rooms, when I worked in emergency rooms, which is to say I was dietary, I delivered them sandwiches, so don't get too excited. But when I was around the hospital, they used the term donor cycle for motorcycle. You still use that?
Oh, they still do. I ride a bike myself, so they see me coming and they're like, yeah, you're next. I have a little number on my forehead just in case I fall. They can just, you know.
I once had a surgeon say to me, motorcycles are the greatest things ever. The bodies come in and they are perfect, except they're dead.
Right? That is very true. Everything is condensed in your body. So, you know, once you open it, you're like, oh, my God, you know. But, I think it should be up to you. You do whatever you feel if you want to do.
Uh-huh.
And go from there.
Oh, that goddamn freedom thing again. Have you, I just want to know about your job. Yeah, you've harvested. What have you put in? Have you put in anything?
Heart, and a kidney.
What does that feel like to transplant a heart and then have the guy able to talk to you later? Is that like the biggest rush a human being can have?
I tell you what, man. People go out there. I was in the military for 9 years, and I was in Special Forces.
Uh-huh.
And
you're just a whole-around hero, aren't you?
I lived a long life in my short years.
I guess you have.
To be able to help with life versus taking it away, it's a great rush. I have two boys, and it's like, you know, to be able to help people, it's the greatest thing in the world, man.
It must be. Just fabulous. Well, thank you, George. You really are. You really do sound like a huge hero. It's just a fabulous thing.
Thank you, man.
I have to use some willpower, because you're not supposed to keep a caller on too long, because I could just talk to George forever. That's just the greatest thing in the world. I mean, let's run through this guy, right? First of all, totally pro-freedom, and then he has saved lives. He's been in a room putting a heart into a guy, okay? And a heart
but mostly
from a guy,
pulling him out.
Mostly pulling him out. So he gets the fun of it. And also, you know, he started out saying that he had a really morbid sense of humor. If anyone has the right to have a morbid sense of humor, it's that guy, you know?
Yeah.
When you're actually doing the work, make as much fun of anything as you want. Let's talk to Rick here. How you doing, Rick?
Hi, Jeff. Ben, this is Rick.
Hey, Rick, what's up?
Hey, I'm looking forward to Monkey Tuesday first.
Of course you are.
And second, I actually don't think this bill is a bad thing. As long as you have the chance to opt out, you're still in control.
Yeah.
So what's the big deal? We don't lose any freedom by having the ability to opt out.
You're right. In absolutes, you don't lose any freedom, although you do lose the freedom to have control of your body without doing extra paperwork. And I think that's what people are talking about.
I suppose that's true, but that's meh.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
Fat, I believe, is the word you're looking for.
Yeah.
Fat.
Yeah, I can see that point of view. You know, the problem is that I'm such a nut on so many fronts that they really clash here. You know, I want so much for there to be freedom, but I also want so much for people to give their bodies after death. And the problem is that, you know, it's mostly religion, it's mostly superstition that stopped you from donating their bodies. But I would just like to do much more education, give people money, and get it out that way instead of doing it with the government that way. But your point is, we're arguing about a very theoretical definition of freedom. So I think, see your point of view very well.
I think part of the problem, though, is people's responsibility. That's the problem with any given system. Socialism, libertarianism, everyone has to be responsible in both of those systems for them to work by themselves.
Right. So you're talking about a little bit of bad mixed in with the good.
Right.
Yeah, I've never really bought that, but it is the point of view that most people have. But
okay.
Thanks a lot, Rick. Thanks so much. Let's try to squeeze in Judy before we go to the break.
Sure.
Hey, Judy, what's up?
I'm a nurse, and I just wanted to let you know, even if you want to donate organs, sometimes it's not possible.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people get turned down.
What do you get turned down for? What are the lists?
Well, like if you have an infection or
sure.
certain cancers or ages, a lot of families get upset because their family member has passed away and you can't donate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's the other side. I don't think the government should have anything to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
And as a nurse, it's a very difficult thing to have your patient like pass away and then have their organs harvested. Pretty traumatic, actually, when you kind of go through that.
I mean, that really is something you think about, right? You think about that a lot, when the patient's died, that they're going to be torn apart. And
well, I mean, it's a very lengthy, and there's certain things that you have to do to have to keep their body, you know, a certain temperature,
uh-huh.
and you have
sure.
to keep them on the ventilator, and it just prolongs things for the family.
Yeah, I've never thought of that
actually.
Point of view at all.
So I don't think the government should intervene at all.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it's not as easy as a lot of people think it is to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all I really wanted to say.
Well, thank you so much, Judy. That's a really good point of view. That's something, you know, I tend to think about things, and I tend to skip the practical really often. And I know that when my mom and dad died, you know, I really wanted there to... stuff to move at a pretty good pace, you know, and I think I would have easily traded for them. You know, my parents were so old that there was there was no organ harvesting talked about. But I think it would have been hard for me to have them kept a nice little longer. But I think I would weigh that against saving another life and be able to make, I would hope, a proper decision, a good decision. But we're talking about organ harvesting and whether the this bill that's in New York that will not pass, but we're just talking hypothetically if it were to pass where you would opt out of having your organs donated instead of the way it is now, which is opting in. 866-570-PEN 7366. Penn Jillette here with Mike Goodeau, Secret Tour de France rider. Yeah, this is Penn Jillette sitting here with Michael Goodeau, the Secret Tour de France rider. 866-570-PEN, that's 7366. PennRadio@gmail.com, PennRadio.com. We're talking about organ donation. There's this bill in New York that says to change organ donation from an opt-in to an opt-out. In other words, if you say nothing, the default is they can use your organs, which where it is now, the default is that they can't. According to this article, which you just picked up on the web, so it could be a lie, it's from Capitalism Magazine by David Holzberg. It's November 24th, 2005. A record 90,000 individuals are on the U.S. national waiting list for organs. Of the 80,000 waiting for kidneys or livers, about 6,000 will die in the next year. No one's considering legalized trade. The nut point of view on this is the point of view that we should allow people to sell their organs, making sure that there's certain sort of stipulations for keeping them in good condition and so on, but just to have some sort of betting system so alive people could sell stuff when they were dead. There's also some bother that many people who say they're organ donors are not allowed to donate because they haven't done their wills properly, and so their family can stop it. So and also because who pays for the harvesting and so on. So I think bringing money into it is a good idea. Bringing the government into it is not, but that's been our point of view on every single thing we've brought up. 866-570-PEN 7366, PennRadio@gmail.com, PennRadio.com. Let's take some calls. Let's talk to Joey. How you doing, Joey?
I'm doing great. I just saw a kid making a donation on the side of the LIE over here. Oh, geez.
What's up?
Hey, this harvesting business, you know, I mean, I was talking to the guy before. He says, hey, you got to opt out. Uh-huh. I'm not an opt-out kind of person. If I'm already in, it's like a magazine subscription. You know, they send you the free one. You send me a free
one. Uh-huh. Uh-oh. Did we lose them?
Why should I have to unsubscribe to something I didn't even subscribe to? I'm not part of this.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I think he was done.
We're
right?
Losing you, Joey. Sorry, Val.
Well, that was the most articulate argument we've had here today.
Yeah.
Just saying it's like a magazine subscription. You know, Girls Gone Wild, you know, sometimes my wife, Emily, and I will be watching South Park or something at night, and they have the ads for Girls Gone Wild videos, which I'm against drinking, but videos of drunken people naked seem like they'd be okay to me. And Emily goes, why don't we buy one of those? And I look at the screen and it just says, you know, one will be sent to you every 2 weeks for the rest of your life. You know, so you're getting on board the Girls Gone Wild bandwagon. I mean, you're on that.
Right.
You're on that, you know, ship to hell. You're going to be paying for that forever. And so one of the things that discourages me from purchasing more pornography is the fear that I would not remember to opt out. I'm terrified that I'm going to miss on my credit card bills. You know, my office is going to miss the fact that I, you know, signed up for some, you know, nude Asian nurses like 3 years ago. When I signed up for it, it was like, you know, every month they billed me again, and they have been for 20 years. Yeah, like clown porn. You know,
yeah, it's $1 for the first 90 days,
right?
And then it's $1,000 a month until you catch them.
Exactly. That's what I'm worried about. So I think that argument given to us from Joey, who I wanted to have a lot more to say, but we lost him. That's all. So maybe he had a little accident like the one he saw. Let's talk to Mario. Mario's been on the phone a while. What's up, Mario?
Hey, how you doing, Penn?
Never better, boss. What's up?
Oh man, dude, I love your show, man. Whenever I hear your voice, I feel like angels are singing to me. I swear to God.
Thank you.
Nah, I'm serious. You got great energy, man. I love you so much. I was like, wow, I gotta hear this guy every day. It's like crack.
Thanks so much. Actually, Free FM will start using that ad. Penn Jillette, like crack.
I had to call you because, oh my God, man, I was talking, my wife and I were talking about this yesterday,
mm-hmm.
about being organ donors.
Sure.
And I'm a huge conspiracy theorist.
Oh, yeah.
Huge.
Okay.
I mean, I think this is a conspiracy. No, I'm only kidding. what I was saying was that my thing is that I have no... Once I'm dead, I heard what you said earlier. Once you're dead, do what you want with me. I don't care if you fire me from a cannon just to see what would happen. I really don't care because I'm dead already.
Sure.
But I'm just scared they're not going to save me because they want my organs.
Are your organs that great? You have great organs?
It's not even that. It's just that I don't want to be cheated out of what little organ, usage I have done with my life. You know? It's like the UPS guy when he delivers to your house but rings the brick.
Yeah.
I don't want them doing that to the table. You know what I'm saying? I'm just very scared of that.
Yeah, well, that's I think, the point of view that everybody has. They're very scared of it. But I believe, you heard George on the phone. There's a good guy. I mean, these people, the people that work in this medical kind of stuff, I really have maybe even an uncalled for trust in. I mean, I just don't think that our buddy George
sounded,
called
he
in.
He sounded good. He sounded like I would just sell my kidney if he talked me into it. Oh, yeah. All right. I mean, really? I don't need both? Okay, George. You're right.
Well, thank you so much, Mario. Thanks so much. Penn Jillette, it's like crack. Let's talk to Dave.
Sure.
What's up, Dave?
Hey, Penn. Wow, I can't believe I got on.
Now here you are.
Okay. Yeah, I think that you should have to fill out a form. I think somebody needs to do something to say, yes, go ahead and take my organs.
Uh-huh.
It's like Windows. You got to say, yes, delete the file. Yes, please delete the file. Well, just delete the file. Click, 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 click.
Yeah.
I think that's the way it should be. I don't think people should just have stuff taken away or files just deleted without being asked at least once or twice.
I think I got to agree with you, Dave. Thanks so much. What I love is we've now reached the day, and I agree completely. I'm not making fun of him for this at all because it's just the way I am, that I consider a file on my computer to be about as valuable as my kidney. It really is equated. I really do feel I lost one document I was working on in 1986. Okay? 1986, I lost one document, and I'm still sore about it. I still back up like a freak all the time. So I guess that's right. I don't even know. I see a little note about Joe. Let's talk to Joe.
Sure.
What's up, Joe?
How you doing, Penn? Big fan of the show.
Thank you so much, man.
I'm from New York, and I don't know how well you know New York. I know you've been here a while. But when you go to donate blood in New York, if you're a convicted felon,
uh-huh,
you cannot even donate blood, so I want to know how to expect you to donate organs.
Well, I did not know that. That's true? You can't donate blood?
That's true.
Okay, so
I think are you, have any homosexual tendencies? Have you ever been convicted of a crime? Have you ever, served any jail sentences? And
sure.
If you click not any of those, they will not let you donate blood.
Well, that's a very good point. I think this shows, again, that the information I got about convicted felons being killed using their body parts, that is just a cheap device I probably saw in a Twilight Zone. And I have to stop getting my political information from monster movies. So thank you so much for pointing that out. Yeah, but I guess that's true. You looked it up?
Yeah, I did.
They looked it up and
they won't
can't
let
do it? Yeah.
Can't vote, can't donate blood.
Yeah, well. I mean, I guess it is, what was it George said? George is now my hero on all of this. George said that it should be an honor to donate was it him that said that?
It was you that said that.
No, he said it was something like it should be an honor and not something that you're punished by.
Sure.
Someone said that who called up, and I agree with him. Whoever the hell it was, maybe it was me. Let's talk to Charlie.
Sure.
Hey, Penn, how you doing?
What's up, Charlie? How you doing, man?
Good, good. I just been listening to the show. It's pretty entertaining. I actually believe that it should be an opt-in, without a doubt.
Mm-hmm. You want to talk more about that?
Excuse me?
You have more to say about that?
Well, I mean, a lot of people have pretty valid points as far as, I mean, when you want to sell your organs, things could get kind of shaky there, I mean, puts a whole new spin on things. And also the opt-out, like a lot of people are saying, that, gives the government a little bit too much control.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to just say that I believe it's an opt-in. I'm an organ donor,
mm-hmm,
but that should be, a matter of choice. And I don't think it should be, telling them, no, I don't want to donate my organs. That's all.
Well, thank you so much, Charlie. Thanks a lot. Are we got any good Gmails coming in or anything?
Yeah, well, there's people talking about Monkey Tuesday tomorrow. We got a lot of people are jumping the gun a little.
No, they can't be jumping the gun. That will come when it comes, not before, not a moment before. So let me see. Let me look at the old clock on the wall. Let me talk to Bill. What's up, Bill?
Sure.
Hello. Hello.
Hey, Bill. What's up, man?
Yeah, how you doing?
Never been.
I was a kidney recipient 2 years ago. My wife gave me her kidney.
Oh, my goodness.
And I had two other brothers that also received kidneys. One was from my other brother who was a donor as well. I think an important thing about it is education of being a donor, a living donor, not just after you die.
Well, talk some more about that. Although, what I want to know is, are you considering divorcing the bitch now?
I'd say yes, dear, a lot.
Yeah. I got your kidney, Mother Hubbard. Now, out of the house.
She's a keeper, man.
I guess so.
It's important, you know, that living donors, they're less of a chance of rejecting the kidney and or the liver and getting it from a living donor. I think education of people is more important even than that, you know, signing your card and stuff, knowing that you can do it.
Tell us more about it. Tell us how hard it was for us, how hard it was for her, and how great it was for you. You had a chance to educate a few people listening.
Well, I was an end-stage renal failure. I was at polycystic kidneys. I had a heart attack a couple months before that. I was dying.
Mm-hmm.
And I had 8 people get tested, friends of mine, all of them passed to be donors.
Uh-huh.
My wife was the one that stepped up, the best. She was a better donor, yeah. So then they took hers out. They did it laparoscopic.
Mm-hmm.
So
nice.
They made a little incision next to her belly button, a couple little holes on the side where they go with the instruments,
mm-hmm.
and they took her kidney out. She was home in 3 days.
What'd they take it out through? How do they do laparoscopic with taking something out?
Next to her belly button, they made an incision about maybe an inch and a half, 2 inches long.
Hey, they're just sucking
and
out.
And they expand their stomach with carbon monoxide.
Dioxide,
yeah. I'm sorry.
Little difference.
And then when they expand it out, that's how they slipped her kidney out.
Uh-huh.
And with me, they put it in my lower abdomen, the same as my two brothers.
Mm-hmm.
They put the kidneys in their lower abdomen. So, you know, we should all be dead. We're all alive, my family, because of recipients.
And you said that the three brothers, you got it from your wife. One brother got it from another brother. What about the third? Where did they get it from?
The third one got it from a cadaver.
Uh-huh.
He was on the list, and he came up as a perfect match.
And you sound very robust. Are you completely healthy now?
Oh, yeah. I don't even take any blood pressure medicine anymore. I haven't been able to do anything in like 20 years now. I can do anything I want.
How long have you had the kidney?
It'll be 3 years October 2nd.
Do you guys celebrate? Do you go out October 2nd? Do you treat her really nice that day?
Oh, absolutely.
that's a good day for her. And how bad was it for her? She was out of the hospital in 3 days?
Yeah, she was out in 3 days. Never had any ill effects, any problems after the fact.
Oh, that's just fabulous.
Yeah, and my brother Ronnie, when he gave his kidney, this was like 4 years before, they didn't do the laparoscopic. They had to cut him open on the side, take out part of his rib. It took him almost a year.
Uh-huh.
The advances they made in the last 3 or 4 years are just unbelievable.
Well, that's
I take 2 pills twice a day. That's it.
That's it? And your wife got nothing. She's just perfect now, right?
My wife's perfect, yeah.
But I bet when you're having an argument with your wife, she has a trump card. Has she ever played it?
I'm sorry?
Has she ever said to you, listen, bastard, I'll take my kidney back?
If she gets me mad, I punch her for kidney on my body.
Thanks so much, Bill. Oh, man, was that great. This is Ben Gillette, Michael Goudeau. We're in Las Vegas, Nevada. If you want to give your kidneys away, please let people know. Save some lives. What harm can it do?